It was a career that spanned five decades, and for 48 years, Denny Callahan provided word pictures, as he calls them, describing football, basketball, volleyball, wrestling, baseball, and softball action for listeners of radio station KLAM in Lamars. In 1973, KLAM station owner Paul Olson hired Callahan at the age of 22 as the station's play-by-play man. Denny figured he'd stay for two or three years before taking the next career step.
Came up here one Saturday morning and met with Ole and had a chance to kind of get to know the town a little bit. I was in my early 20s looking to move up the ladder like everybody at that age. But we had one of our three kids when we came to town. Tracy was 1 year old. Then we had two others here. And when they got in school, got really hard to leave because we loved the school system, fell in love with the town quickly, and people were so friendly.
But then the Lamars football team won the state championship during Callahan's first year on the air at KLAM, forming a bond with a community that grew stronger as the years passed.
First school year I was here, first fall I was following football, Lamars community went unbeaten and won the state title over at Iowa City. Met a lot of kids that I still know today as adults.
For years, Denny kept up a schedule that began with a four-hour radio show starting at 6 a.m. and three sports broadcasts each day. Many of those days ended late at night at the conclusion of a game somewhere in northwest Iowa. He estimates he's covered more than 5,500 games, more than 100 every year.
To me, it was always about the kids. And whether there were kids I was following directly or the kids on the other team, I just love seeing people succeed, and I try to treat everybody fairly. I just love seeing kids succeed. Now, it's always been my aim to just have fun watching them have success in their life, and it's something that will go with them forever.
Denny's wife, Jerry, was right by his side during most of his play-by-play calls, serving as his statistician.
She didn't work with me at first, but Frosty Mitchell at KGRN, his wife, had always helped him, and he thought it was really important for Jerry to be involved in my work. So he paid for a babysitter to watch Tracy while she went along with me, and we've been working together ever since.
Denny not only shared his talent as a play-by-play announcer, he was the voice of many Ice Cream Days parades and homecoming parades, plus daily live phone interviews with sponsors. He participated in many community events over the years, from a Kiss the Pig fundraiser to a burrito eating contest. Denny Callahan has received countless awards and honors. Denny and his wife, Jerry, received the Siouxland Officials Award, Outstanding Media Award, the coveted John Britton Memorial Award for his unwavering dedication to the Lamars Little League, to name just a few. He was so loved by the community, the Lamars Chamber of Commerce named him Citizen of the Year in 2015, and upon his retirement at the age of 70, he was honored by the Iowa House and Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds, and the Lamars City Council renamed the street next to the football stadium in Lamars Callahan Drive. A true legend in our industry and a true broadcaster, it's my honor to announce that my friend and longtime co-worker Denny Callahan has been chosen to be inducted into the Iowa Broadcasters Hall of Fame.